Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.
Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock hour, so it means we're talking money. Today, our special guest is Maureen Kennedy. She is a patriotic millionaire. She was also Assistant Secretary for Policy at HUD during the Clinton administration. Welcome back, Maureen. I want to talk about the differences between income tax and capital gains tax. Can you explain it? And then can you explain or express your opinion? Is it fair that a dollar earned from wealth is taxed at a much lower rate than a dollar earned from work? Because it's one of the mysteries of the universe that I can't quite square.
I will get to that in 1 second. Let me just follow up on something you said earlier. People like me believe that we can pay higher taxes and that we should. I think there's a bunch of other people who think that they can or know that they can do it, but they think, I don't have to, I don't want to, I just won't do it. So I think that's a big distinction here. So capital gains versus, so people, you know, there's the whole arrangement that everything's divided between labor and capital, right? Labor and machines, labor and stuff other than a working person using their body to get stuff done. As a result of that, we've always had an arrangement where you're taxed for your labor and there's a different arrangement for the way that you're taxed for everything else. Tax rate on labor right now goes up as high as 37%. Tax on everything else is only 20%. So I'm in this fabulous situation where I'm no longer working. That means I'm not paying 37% for that marginal chunk of the money that I'm making any given day. I could be making the exact same amount of money on an annual basis, but make it off of my stocks and bonds, which is basically exactly what I'm doing. That's the capital part or the business part of my financial picture. I could be making $500,000 in cash from my job or $500,000 from the money that I have in my Schwab account. And right now I'm paying 40% of what I was paying when I was working. So my tax bill is 40%, 60% lower than it was just because I happen to be getting that income from my stocks and bonds. So you can imagine that for people like Musk and Bezos and all those guys, they're in many cases, they actually are working for $0 or $1 a year. They're getting lots of stock options and other kinds of benefits like that. And that's why they're only paying a maximum of 20%, and then they can do a bunch of shenanigans to get the number down even lower.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to me that certainly it sounded innocuous back when stock options became a huge part of executive compensation. Like, oh, that seems reasonable, but it created basically a very short-term reward horizons for CEO, big incentives to sort of juice numbers to hit sometimes what are artificial metrics. And of course, it allowed the richest workers in the United States, the CEO class, to avoid paying their fair share in income taxes because they just sit on the stock. And if you never sell it, you never actually realize the gain. You don't pay anything. You pass it along and everybody gets away literally tax scot-free, right? I wanted to
add, you're just getting the dividends.
Yes, just the dividends. Thanks much. I wanted to also ask you about somebody who's got a 401k, right? And many, if you're lucky enough as a worker, you've got a 401k. What do you think about, you know, how that fits into the mix? Because I've had people ask me about that. And generally speaking, Maureen, my answer has been, listen, those of us with the drippings from the table, yes, it's good when the corporate profits are up and those things are happening, but we are a tiny, tiny, tiny little fraction of those who actually own shares. Can you speak to this issue a little bit?
Absolutely. Somewhere recently, I saw that the average worker in the U.S. has like $25,000 or $30,000 in their retirement account, whatever that might be, their IRA. In my case, it's an IRA or a 401k or a 403b if you work in the nonprofit world. And that is not enough to retire on. Obviously, we used to have pensions. We don't have pensions anymore because, you know, corporate America thought that was tough and inconvenient for them to have these long-term obligations to retirees into the future. So they said, let's just pay out a little bit now in a matching arrangement to into the 401k accounts. I think 401ks are great. You still have to pay taxes on it, right? At some point you're going to retire, you're going to stay, start taking money out of that, and you're going to pay taxes on it. So while it's tax-free or tax-deferred now when you're putting money into it, you know, the federal government makes absolutely sure that eventually you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Rich people don't ever have to take money out of their 401ks, right? They can borrow against it and in some cases even write off the interest that they're paying as they get a loan against their 401ks. And then they pass it on to their heirs. And unfortunately for all of us, when they do that, there's no tax paid, you know, either, because it just becomes part of their estate.
If you've got, I mean, the to summarize here, one, those of us with 401ks, we're very lucky, but we're a very small sliver of actually who owns stock in this country. Two, we end up paying tax on that because we have to live off our 401ks or our IRAs in retirement. Rich folks, they're not using those tools. They're using tools that allow them to avoid potentially paying any tax at all on it. Closing thoughts, Marie, what do you want an average working person here in the state of Wisconsin that might lean a little conservative, you know, that generally thinks, oh, we don't need to raise the minimum wage, tax policy's fine. Tell them in a minute, Marie, what they should know. Less than that, 30 seconds, friend.
Two quick things. One is, because I have my housing background, depreciation is a really big scam.
Yes.
So basically, it's the federal government saying, we think that your house is going to be losing value in the coming years when your investment property, when in fact, we all invest in it precisely because we know it's increasing in value. And so that just doesn't make sense. We're all not in the position to be making so much money that we don't have to pay taxes.
Thanks so much, folks. That's Maureen Kennedy, a philanthropist and a patriotic millionaire, who joined me today for today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money. Thanks so much, Maureen. We're going to come back with our next guest, Melinda Brennan, executive director at the ACLU of Wisconsin. We're going to talk about reproductive access. We're going to talk about housing. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things when we return after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get out and vote, Wisconsin.